This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. As the school year comes to an end, teachers and administrators at MPS are already thinking ahead to next year, and district leaders are in the thick of their annual budgeting process.
Now, there's a lot of math involved here. School finance is a complicated beast with tons of formulas, figures, percentages. It's enough to make your head spin.
But luckily, we have Rob Henkin to break it down for us. He's president of the Public Policy Forum, which just released its annual review of the proposed MPS budget.
Henkin spoke with Lake Effect's Rachel Morello to help give us a picture of what's in store in the coming days.
So before we get into details, I know that the Public Policy Forum does an analysis like this about MPS's budget annually, and I just wonder if we can talk a little bit bigger picture why you do that. What can a district budget really tell us about the upcoming school year?
Well, I think in the case of the Milwaukee Public Schools, so much of their strategic planning and their very difficult effort to try to provide appropriate education services to a student body that is suffering from extreme poverty and other negative factors. They have the dual issue of trying to maintain or enhance their competitiveness with charter and choice schools. And so the dollars that are available from year to year obviously have a very big impact on those two very important objectives. So being able to essentially size up, the budget document is several hundred pages. We're talking about $1.2 billion. And I think another important role that we play is to be able to hit the highlights of what's important, how the important budget provisions from year to year will impact things like the teacher workforce and educational programming and strategic initiatives.
Okay, so let's get to those highlights. And before we start, I just want to make it clear, I wasn't a math major, so some of the numbers are a little confusing to me, but I think we'll try to work our way through your analysis in a way that folks like me can understand.
Sure.
So what's the biggest takeaway that you have from the budget?
MPS is really reverting back to a much more, unfortunately, familiar situation where efforts have to be made to generate savings that can be put into items like retirement benefits, like debt obligations, and that essentially have to be taken away from school operations. And because of MPS's longstanding revenue problems, that was pretty much par for the course for several years. But then a couple things happened. Number one, MPS was able to generate substantial savings in healthcare as a result both of a contract negotiated with the teachers union in 2010 and then the adoption of Wisconsin Act 10. And then number two, they had an ability to free up some money in the 2017 budget through some one-time mechanisms that they did use to invest in school operations. And now in 2018, we find that the reverse has to take place. They have to restore those dollars, and they essentially have to take away the funds from school operations, which means that there are position cuts and that there are cuts to school budgets.
Can we just clarify what you mean when you say school operations? I think that's a pretty generic term. So can you explain it a little bit?
Sure. MPS's budget is comprised of five different funds. And by far the most significant fund is school operations. It's 79% of the total budget, and it is certainly the area that is most directly relevant to academic achievement and the programming. So that is where the individual school budgets are set. That's where essentially classroom spending and spending related to classrooms is happening. There are other funds. There's a construction fund, an extension fund, which finances recreation and after-school programming. But school operations is where much of the action is when it comes to the MPS budget.
You mentioned earlier that the teacher workforce is something that is normally pretty impacted by this budget, and this 2018 budget is no different. I'm assuming that the hit to this school operations part of the budget is part of that. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So what we are seeing in the 2018 proposed budget is an overall reduction of 191 positions. And of those 191 positions, all but 7 are school-related. Those include 81 teaching positions and 97 educational assistants. So on its face, that sounds like a pretty serious reduction. And I don't want to minimize it, but I guess the good news is that you also have to keep in mind that the district added 275 positions in the 2017 budget. So if you look at over the last 2 years, their total workforce is still up by 60 or 70 positions. Budget officials say that there will be very few layoffs, that despite the reduction of 194 positions, most will occur through attrition, in other words, through positions that are vacant anyway or retirements. But still, this would certainly be cause for concern if it continues, in that the MPS cannot sustain these types of position reductions going forward for too many more years.
You talked earlier, too, about longstanding revenue problems. I know that MPS's enrollment has been dipping for quite some time. I know in the report you mentioned that a lot of their revenue in recent years has come from the state. Can you explain a little bit about how those two things are working together this year? Because the biggest story that we've heard out of budget deliberations in Madison is that the governor wants to give more money to school districts, $200 extra per student. But in your report, you talk a little bit about how that might be offset in MPS. Can you explain that?
Yes. So first of all, school finance is a very, very complicated matter, and MPS receives its funding through a variety of different funding streams coming from state government, coming from the federal government, coming from the local property tax. State funding is by far the biggest component of MPS's budget. In the school operations budget in 2017, there is roughly $573 million of funding coming from a single specific state program, which is the Equalization Aid Program. Now, what we're seeing in the governor's budget is that increasingly, as the state has increased funding from year to year for local school districts, instead of channeling those increased funds through the Equalization Aid Program, they are instead providing it through the Per Pupil Aid Program. So the $200 per pupil aid increase is very real. It's very beneficial to MPS. It would add about $15.4 million, is the current estimate, to MPS's budget in 2018. The bad news is that because of the combination of both the fact that there is no increase in equalization aids, the state maintains revenue limits, which would prevent MPS from increasing the property tax levy, and through a variety of impacts from the way the formula works, MPS would see a reduction of about $12.9 million in its combination of state equalization aids and local property tax levy. So bottom line, still a net increase of about $2.5 million in state aid. That when you think about the fact that the school operations budget is about $930 million, that's a very minimal increase. And certainly an increase is better than a cut. But when you think about the types of inflationary cost pressures that MPS experiences, that's one of the longstanding problems, that the revenue streams simply are not expanding at a rate that allows MPS to respond to its fierce expenditure pressures.
Yeah, and to anybody who understands those formulas, please call me, because those are so complicated to understand.
That is correct, and I couldn't give you a dissertation on them either.
So, well, I'll give you a chance first, Rob, if there's anything, any other big highlights I didn't hit that you think are important for people to know.
I think it's very important to note that MPS went into this year with a very sizable budget hole. There was a gap of about $46 million, which was created from the fact that very knowingly and transparently, the district took advantage of an opportunity to generate some one-time savings in the 2017 budget by making some early payments in 2016 for a variety of different debt obligations. And so it found itself with an extra $46 million to spend, and it spent it in that budget. The hope was that all of the $46 million would not have to be restored in the 2018 budget, that there would be new revenues to offset that, that there would be other mechanisms that could be used, but that essentially didn't happen. So that's why we are seeing the need to cut funds for positions and for various elements of school operations. And while roughly $36 million of that $46 million problem has been addressed, there is still sort of the use of a one-time maneuver in the 2018 budget that would result in MPS starting with about a $9.5 million hole in 2019. So this isn't something where the Public Policy Forum is saying this is outrageous and fiscally irresponsible. It's not, and it's transparent, and the budget makes it clear to the policymakers that there's still about a $10 million gap there. But it just does give you a picture of the fact that the overall budget prognosis is not getting any easier.
So for people like me and other people who aren't as math-minded, I think the big question is, how could this potentially impact teaching and learning? What would you say to that?
It is. It's the absolutely most important question and should be the question on everyone's mind in looking at the budget. What we can go by right now is what we're being told by budget officials. Because there were such sizable increases committed to classrooms and learning and a variety of strategic initiatives that the MPS superintendent and her staff have developed, that while those are going to have to be cut back in 2018, overall, when you look at the two-year impact, MPS, as a result of this budget, is still doing better when it comes to teaching and learning and capacity to teach and to have students learn than it was doing 2 years ago. And so I think that's the good news, that despite the fact that there are year-to-year cuts, arguably the budget is still in better shape than it was 2 years ago if measured solely on the perspective of how much money is being devoted to schools and to classrooms.
Thanks for being the one to explain all this to us.
Sure.
Rob Henkin heads up the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. He shared his thoughts about the upcoming MPS district budget with LakeFX Rachel Morello.